Yo, what up? Peace and blessings to the fam. This is your big homie Jared, and you are tuned in to the Retro Insider Podcast Show, brought to you by the RetroInsider.com. Now, every segment I like to start off by saying thank you. You could be doing a million other things, so the fact that you're here is phenomenal. And a big special shout out must go to all you new and returning listeners. Now, this is a segment today that should have been recorded months ago when I first got the shoe. But since I just uploaded the video, I'll just upload the podcast. And today we'll be talking about how I was able to snag the Air Jordan 3 Mochas, a shoe that had been out for 6, 7, 8 months already. But I was glad to get it below retail. So the shoe originally released in December of 2018 to not much fanfare. Now, this is a shoe that's pretty much white and brown, very simple. And, you know, people really don't like brown shoes unless it has Travis Scott name attached. But anyways, so yeah, the shoe sat on shelves, not just then, but also when it originally retroed back in like 01 or 03, people really wasn't buying it either. And it was a quick strike, which means it wasn't a whole lot of pairs. And also, wasn't a lot of stores that got them. But, you know, I looked around, like I said, sometime in July or August, and was able to get them in store, well below retail. Now, the sale price was like $129.99. But thanks to a handy dandy coupon that I got from making another purchase at Foot Action, I got it down to $115, $120, and some change after tax. So at that price point, I thought it was a great buy because I do like Air Jordan 3s. They work well with bigger people. I'm a big guy, so it looks good on my feet. And it's minimalistic, something that I like about 80s sneakers in general, but especially basketball shoes. Upper is made of white leather, has, you know, pretty good leather, not great, good leather. The elephant print is that chocolate mocha brown, and then the other elements that are mocha is the brown outsole. So silver eyelets, and that's pretty much it. The rest of the mocha is the Jumpman on the front and also on the back with the Jumpman logo on the back of the three. So very crisp sneaker. Now, if you are interested in maybe getting this shoe, you might want to check around to your local foot stores. They might have some sizes available. The only ones that I really see that have them are either Foot Action or Foot Locker, but I could be wrong, and they should be on sale. You know what I mean? As far as online, maybe a couple foot sites have a couple sizes left, but generally you're going to get a better price in store in most cases. Now, of course, if your size isn't available in any of those places, you can go in the secondary market, StockX or GOAT or whatever you're comfortable with, and pay a price that's reasonable to you. I think for the most part, everything should be below retail. Now, yeah, it's a very nice shoe. If you haven't checked out our video on YouTube, go ahead and check it out right now. You'll see a up close and personal look at the Air Jordan 3 Mocha along with other sneakers as well. While you're there, leave a comment in the section letting us know exactly how you feel about this sneaker or any other sneaker that you see. Love to hear and interact with you guys. And of course, subscribe to the channel and hit that notification bell so you'll be alerted every time we drop a video. Now, here recently, I've been copping a lot, been producing a lot of content, so you definitely want to be on the lookout for those. But anyways, thank you so much for checking out the Retro Insider Podcast. Until next time, you stay humble and proceed. Take care. Yo, what up? This is Jared Watson, and you're listening to the Retro Insider Podcast Show, where we're bringing you the latest news, reviews, and how to cop tips for all your favorite classic retro sneakers. Thank you for tuning in, and I hope you enjoy this segment. Yeah, that's gonna be all right.